So welcome to part three. Okay, so the thing about the exhibitions, right, which was what I was on about, is the weird thing is this year they've changed it apparently so that the music, interactive and film was all in one big exhibition hall, and it just felt really like that exhibition didn't know what the hell it was doing. There were some like, startups.
There was Michael Jackson performing the Thriller dance.
There was?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's dead. He died.
We tried to drag him into a photo booth where we were going to assault him a little bit, but he had already taken his makeup off and didn't cooperate.
Okay.
Anyways, back to
I wasn't there for that. Anyway, so we had startups next to music production and music magazines, next to film production. And I was just like, they didn't even separate them off. It just seemed weird. Like, but some people liked the fact that it was mixed. But I just thought it was really bizarre, and it was just wishy-washy. So I'm quite disappointed about that. And in fact, if anything, I would have liked it if they segregated it more so that the interactive exhibitors had much cheaper rates so that a lot of startups can be there and show their stuff. I'd rather see that.
I agree, it was hard to filter through and pay attention to what you're actually interested in, but I think perhaps adding in the film and music added a bit of spark, because there was cotton candy and cool cocktails and all sorts of neat food, and most startup exhibitions I've been to don't quite splash out in that style.
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe if they just segregated them off in different sections, I think I would be happy with that.
Okay.
And then I don't need to, you know, I like to be efficient. I don't want to have to like randomly sample, you know, the exhibition floor. I just like to be told these two rows are in.
All right. We can compromise there.
Okay. Okay. So, and I'll quickly talk about what I ended up doing later on in the evening. So I ended up going to see a blog that I've been following for a while called Your Scrum Half Connection. So it turns out that it's an American US women's rugby blog that I was blogger writing it is based in Austin. So it was really cool just to go out and like just to hang around with her and have drinks, her and her two teammates, and just chat about the differences between women's rugby setup wise here and in the US. So that was fun. And then I ended up meeting up with Jen and Lise afterwards, and we went to Ginger Man again. And it was really bizarre because we ended up, we went to Ginger Man to meet up with Janet from Mozilla. And at one point, I'm not joking, right? There was Janet on one side who worked for Mozilla and Firefox. And then I had Jenny who was on the Chrome OS team for a while. And behind me, some lady from the Opera web browser was there behind me. I just felt like trapped by like a triangular web browser developers, you know, vortex or something. It was just really weird. I left right afterwards. But at the same time, I also met Chrissy, who was the social media expert for CBS and ABC. So that was really neat. And then we went on to tech karaoke. What did you get up to? Which is just did a lot more cooler stuff.
Oh, they're both cool. I ran into, Andrew and Chris from the Tiziano project that I mentioned before at the exhibition. And they were on their way to the awards ceremony. And thank you so much, guys, snuck me in, along with their other teammate, John, who's also really cool. So I owe them a lot. It was really fun. We went to the pre-awards drinks, and then I felt really rebellious sneaking in and sitting at a spot for a finalist at the awards ceremony, and so excited for them. They actually won the award last night for the best project in activism. So that's Tiziano, Tiziano project, if you want to have a look.
God, I feel like you talk about them so much. I wish you rename it Tiziano podcast.
I just keep running into them and it's good fun. They also got me into the after party, which had this little band called the Foo Fighters.
Oh, really? I've never heard of them. I hear they played the entire new set.
It'll be okay. Yeah, so good times there. And then caught up with Kate at Tech Karaoke. All right, peace out.